Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I want to wish you a most blessed and merry Christmas as we celebrate and remember the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. His name is Emmanuel. Isaiah 7:14 says, "Therefore the Lord shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel," which means God with us. Praise God. Well, before we continue on in the message of God's love today, I would like to take just a few moments and pray for you. Some of you may be listening on the UCM website. You could be listening in the morning or perhaps even before this day. And some of you perhaps are at the end of the day if you're listening on air by radio. But whether or not you've just finished your Christmas celebrations, or whether you are looking forward to the day, let's just join our hearts in prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Emmanuel, to dwell with us, not only as we walk this pilgrim way, for those of us who have acknowledged you, Lord, that you are the Creator, you are our Sovereign Lord, you are the God of the universe, you are our God of love that has ransomed us and redeemed us from the powers of darkness, and you've made us your children. Father, we're so grateful for that. And Lord, I just ask that your love would be so real, Father, that we would understand in greater and greater depth and understanding who you are, the greatness of your love, the greatness of all of your attributes, God, that we will understand what was in your heart, why you desired such fellowship with your people. Lord, I'm praying that those who may be alone at this time, Lord, that I just pray for your comfort and strength to them. Lord, many things happen in our lives. Not all of them are pleasant. There are times when we may be isolated, loved ones may be gone, separated by death or circumstances or distance, whatever that may be, Father. We thank you that your love is what holds us and comforts us and strengthens us and surrounds us. And at this time of year, Lord, as we contemplate the greatness of your love that brought Jesus into this world, Jesus, God with us, our Emmanuel, we thank you, Lord, that you will cause us to look forward with hope and faith to the future. Lord, I just thank you, if anyone is suffering from depression or sadness, that you'll just lift that. And I pray for the peace of God, the joy of the Lord to surround and encompass them. And Lord, that they will know you in a way they've never known you before. Because Lord, we look, even though there's trials and troubles in this earthly life, we know a time is coming when Jesus is going to return. You set us, Lord, in your word to comfort one another with these words. And so we do that, Lord. We look forward to that day when the lion shall lay down with the lamb, and you'll wipe away every tear. And Lord, we look forward to that time. We know that eye hath not seen nor ear heard the things that God has prepared for those who love him. And Lord, we want you to know we thank you today, and we love you for all of your goodness and for sending your Son Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, we were looking at the attributes of God, and I'm just going to be sharing with you, as I started on yesterday's broadcast, six manifestations of the love of God. And we know as the angels brought the good news to the shepherds who were tending their flocks by night, that they announced peace on earth, goodwill to men. And that is one of God's attributes. His love shows itself in goodwill, that he desires the benefit and blessing of all man. He's not willing that any should perish. He does not desire harm or evil to anyone. He does not willingly afflict the sons of men by any means. But he wants us to come and to taste and see that the Lord is good. Now, the second attribute we want to consider is that God's love demonstrates beyond a shadow of a doubt that he is our friend. Praise God. There's one that sticketh closer than a brother. And, you know, one of the amazing things is that this idea of friendship did really not originate with us. The idea of being a friend of God is defined in Scripture. And it says in James, the second chapter, verse 23, that Abraham believed God and it was counted to him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. That's James 2:23. And interesting to note that Abraham did not presume to say that I'm God's friend, but God said that about him. And as he was willing, as a type, Abraham was actually a type of God the Father who was willing to sacrifice his son, because when Abraham had that knife poised and in his heart he committed the act, he had determined, as much as he loved his son, as much as he knew the promises of God relating to that son, he had it raised and he was ready to plunge it into his son when an angel stopped him and he said, "Now I know that thou fearest God." And because Abraham was willing to do that, because, you know, they were in covenant relationship, and this is not a time to go into covenant relationship, but what happens to you will happen to me. If anything bad happens to you, I'm going to fight for you and defend you, and you, me. Whatever I have is yours. Whatever you have is mine. It's a very profound relationship. And because Abraham foreshadowed the willingness of God, God said, "I'm his friend." And so we have to understand that God desires that kind of depth of relationship with us. You know, I remember years ago I was in Bible school, and I remember one of the teachers was saying, you know, if you have one or two friends in your lifetime, count yourself fortunate. Well, that's sort of depressing. I'd like to think we could gain more friends than that, but no matter how few or how many we have, there is one that sticks closer than a brother, and his name is Jesus. Praise God. And I'd like to share some beautiful scriptures found in Isaiah, the 51st chapter. And the Lord is speaking so beautifully through Isaiah. He says, "Hearken to me." He's speaking to his people. "Ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord, look unto the rocks whence ye are hewn, and to the hole of the pit whence ye are digged. Look unto Abraham your father, and unto Sarah that bare you. For I called him alone, and blessed him, and increased him. For the Lord," this is his promise to us, beloved, just as he spoke to Israel on that day, he's speaking to all the Gentiles that have been grafted into the vine, into as one new man, Jew and Gentile alike. "The Lord shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all of her waste places. This is for you, beloved, a word of the Lord. And he will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord." That's like the Garden of Eden, basically, the perfection that was there before Adam and Eve sinned. "Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody." We don't experience that right now, but we can know it in part, but a time is coming when we will know it in its fullness. "Hearken unto me, my people, give ear unto me, O my nation, for a law shall proceed from me." Remember, the government shall be on his shoulders, wonderful counselor, "and I will make my judgment to rest for a light of the people. My righteousness is near. My salvation has gone forth, and mine arm shall judge the people. The isles shall wait upon me, and upon mine arm shall they trust. Lift up your eyes to the heavens and look upon the earth beneath, for the heavens shall vanish away. Now he's talking about that future time of a new heaven and a new earth, and the earth shall wax old like a garment, and they that dwell therein shall die in like manner. But my salvation shall be forever, and my righteousness shall not be abolished. Praise God. Verse 9, awake, awake, put on strength, O arm of the Lord. Awake as in the ancient days and in the generations of old. Verse 11, therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and shall come unto with singing unto Zion. This is our state, and everlasting joy shall it be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Praise God. I am he that comforteth you, even right now, beloved. Who art thou that thou shouldest be afraid of a man that shall die, and of the son of man which shall be as grass? And forgettest the Lord thy maker that has stretched forth the heavens, and laid the foundations of the earth, and has feared continually every day because of the fury of the oppressor, as if he were ready to destroy? And where is the fury of the oppressor? There he's talking about the oppressor. We're not talking just about man that we can see, that can ridicule us, that can rebuke us, but we're talking about the satanic oppression of the enemy. The Lord is comforting his people, beloved, and that's the reason why Jesus came. That's why we are remembering and celebrating this Christmas, because one was born who is called Emmanuel, God with us. I pray that your Christmas day, this Christmas season, is a time of new beginnings for you, a time of fellowship and intimacy with our God that will increase your joy, that will make you meditate upon the fact that he is your friend. He's called you his friend if you have accepted him. So rejoice in that fact, beloved, and may your Christmas season be so blessed of the Lord, and may you look forward to new victories and new joy in the coming new year. Praise God. Well, my time is gone, and we'll meet again here tomorrow at the same time. Thank you for joining me. And until then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.